February 20th, Wednesday of the first week in Lent. The first reading comes from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The Lord comes to Jonah a second time and tells him to go to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh is the capital of the Assyrian Empire, and Jonah didn't want to go there. Before this passage, he had tried to escape this mandate because the last thing he wanted to do was preach the word of God in Nineveh among the Assyrians, a people who had destroyed Israel, a people who he firmly hated. He didn't want to go and preach there because he was afraid that they might convert and the Lord will turn back his anger. He wanted to see them burn. He wanted to see them suffer. Well, now he has to obey the Lord, so he goes to Nineveh, and it's a huge city. It usually takes 3 days to walk through the city. Before Jonah has finished the first day's preaching and journeying, the people have already called a great fast. They put on sackcloth and ashes, and everybody in the city, from young to old, and even the animals, fast. God hears their petition, and the thing that Jonah was most afraid of happens, that God turns back his anger and decides not to punish the Ninevites. Now, later on in the book of Jonah, we'll hear that Jonah was very angry at this, and he went to sulk under a vine, and God caused the vine to die. And Jonah became angrier at that, and God was confused, and he said, "Why are you mourning the vine that was over you, that springs up in the morning and dies in the evening, when you weren't mourning the fact that these people in Nineveh are my people?" Notice the idea of universalism, that God is the God of all peoples. The gospel is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. Jesus speaks to the crowd, and they have asked him for a sign, and he responds that they'll only receive the sign of Jonah. Now, in the Gospels, the sign of Jonah is interpreted two different ways. One is the idea that Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, just as the Son of Man would be in the belly of the earth for 3 days when he died. That seems to be the interpretation that's intended when we hear in 1 Corinthians 15 that the resurrection of Jesus on the third day was foretold. But then there's the other sign of Jonah, that a pagan people listened to Jonah. And Jesus is saying that even the pagans would listen to him. If the Queen of Sheba came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, a pagan queen came to hear the wisdom of a Jewish king, how much more will the pagans come to hear Jesus? Because he is much greater than Solomon, he's much greater than Jonah. And so this gospel challenges the Jewish people and tells them that the pagans will convert before they will, and that will be a tremendous sign to them that this is truly the word of God working in their midst. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.